Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing? I'm Mike Quinlan. My story is about my wife's love language. You know what love languages are? Some of mine is receiving drinks from people. So, caveat, our dog died 2 weeks ago, and she's not doing well. She had the dog for 14 years. Got through a couple bad relationships and her parents going down both. And I'm terrified to be here. Not because she's going to hurt herself, but by the time I get back, we'll have six more Boston Terriers. We rescue lots of animals. Is what my wife tricked me into marrying her. It's not a May-December thing. It's more like I'm November and she's like April type. That's the age difference. But living with her is I had to agree to be the animal husbandry guy at the house. What do you think the appropriate number of animals in a two-room Hamden house is? That's a great answer, right? Six isn't. I tell you what, push, pull, drag it in. My wife will rescue it from you, people. We have a parrot with low self-esteem and a cleft beak, that type of thing. So what ended up happening is it's never, ever quiet at our house, ever. There's no quiet. You shut the door to take a poop. Sorry, I know you're liberals, but poop. You shut the door to take a poop, there's always scratching on the door. You're trying to take. So you just leave the door open, right? It's never quiet. One afternoon in Hamden, all I hear is my wife screaming in the backyard, just screaming in the backyard. And after about 30 seconds, I'm like, oh, this is shit's going down. Like, this is real, right? So I go outside. My wife has our pit bull, Belle, in one hand, and she has Lou Dog, the Boston Terrier, in the other, and she's fighting off a raccoon with her foot. Right? This woman is the deal. Like, she's rescued this off the heap, you know? Like, so I finally get this all sorted out, and then, like, 3 days later, a tree fell in our backyard and killed the raccoon. Terrifying, terrible, right? What it didn't kill was the babies. And I was leaving to go on a trip, and I talked to my wife, and I said, I can trust you to take the baby raccoons to the SPCA. I can trust you to do this, right? And she goes, Michael, she looked me right in the eyes, in her loving eyes, and she said, absolutely. Absolutely. I came back. I didn't think anything of it. I trust my wife. I love my wife. I don't think she would do anything dirty behind my back, right? What I come to find out about a month later is that my wife had been raising three baby raccoons in our basement. And she raised it in the back of the basement because she knows I'm scared of the dark. That's the truth. But this is where she got me dirty, people. I'm a local stand-up comic. I have about 2,500 Instagram followers, right? Tickles was the name of one of the raccoons. Tickles the raccoon had 157,000 Instagram followers. What my wife would do, I don't know if you can tell this, but I'm a very sound sleeper, except for all the apnea, right? What my wife would do while I was sleeping on the couch, she would bring Tickles up and dress him in costumes and put them on my chest and take pictures of me. Princess Leia raccoon, pretty goddamn cute. Baby Yoda raccoon, fat guy's chest, hysterical. But this is where she did me dirty. She never once tagged me in any of the goddamn photos. Good night, everybody. I'm Mike Quinlan. Thank you very much, Stoops. Stoop. Jessica.